more places than I'll ever hope to see. Betsy's been more loyal than any friend could be. With some she traveled fast, with others it was slow. Betsy's seen them all, she's seen them come and go. She must have had some faith.
15 when I got my first car. For $19 from an old fruit jar. A 49 Chevy with a heavy-duty clutch. It wasn't very pretty, but it didn't cost much. Two old tons of chrome steel. A man's best friend is his automobile. The very first time I felt really alive. Cruising with my baby in my 55. Was a cherry red T-Bird that had what it takes. I could fly down the road with that big V8. I could still hear her saying, keep your hands on the wheel. A man's best friend is his automobile. I got myself a title and a little money down. A dollar worth of gas ought to get me into town. When you spend your life walking from here to there, the world looks better in a rearview. A bunch of money and I bought a limousine. Two-tone Cadillac, burgundy and cream. I got a lifetime Cadillac guarantee. On the bar in the back by the color TV. I did a lot of entertaining in my home on wheels. A man's best friend is his automobile. It was early in the morning, just before dawn, when I looked at the curb and the car was gone. You can mess with me, brother, but you're going too far, 'cause you tie me down when you steal my car. I went back inside and got my walk-in shoes. Just a poor, poor boy with a no-car blues. Mr. John Law said it was a bona fide steal, 'cause a man's best friend is his automobile. I was cruising with my baby.
You take the dog, I'll take the Galaxy 500. You get the cat, I get the cats you don't want anymore. You take the fish, I'll take a bowl. You take the dishes while you're at it, take my soul. But things ain't so bad, 'cause I've got a Galaxy 500. I got a Galaxy 500. Galaxy 500. In a Galaxy 500. Galaxy 500. I'm in my own galaxy. 1973. In my own galaxy. You probably would have wanted this too, but it's not air conditioned. No, it's not air conditioned. No, it's not air conditioned. It's not air conditioned. Why it's so loud? We'll be right back. Galaxy 500. In a Galaxy 500. Galaxy 90. Janie screaming my name. Man, it shook me up. I could hear our father's words as if he were sitting in the car. Now you be careful how you drive, young Joey. That's what Janie's father said to me last night. It is dark and it looks like rain, so you be careful how you drive with my daughter Jane. It starts to rain and I hit a puddle and my brakes won't hold and I spin out. Man, it was just a few seconds, but it seemed like a lifetime before we stopped. Just a few feet from this big oak tree. I looked at Janie and she looked at me, and it seemed a miracle that we even had eyes to look at each other, arms to hold each other, lips to kiss each other. And I'll never forget what her father said. Now you be careful how you drive, young Joe boy. That's what Janie's father said to me last night. Dark and it looks like rain, so you be careful how you drive with my daughter Jane.
Got a flat in Timbuktu, waiting for AAA, when I saw that single headlight through the rain. I flagged it kindly, geezer down, he's going the wrong way. We sped away and left rubber on all four lanes. He pulled a quick U-turn and hit a pickup from Montana, while plowing down a fire hydrant. Windshield wiper slapping time as he committed several traffic crimes. This guy's like a one-man wrecking crew. Speeding just a little bit of what he put me through. And swerving, he went off the road and hit a tree. Yeah. Driving can't be easy now when you're only 4 foot two. You know driving's not that difficult for you, but it's difficult to do if you're Mr. Magoo. When we drove right through a coal mine, we hit a school bus full of nuns. We dragged along a string of traffic poles through all kinds of weather, through 18 hit and runs. It's jalopy. One day he lost his specs, oh Lord, he let him slip away. He's still looking for them glasses, I hope he finds them. Will I trade all of my tomorrows for some drill? bag is mine. Speeding's just a little word for what he put me through. His driving, you know, it scared the pee right out of me. Yeah, he's swerving and he's weaving, Lord, and he doesn't have a clue. You know, driving's not that difficult for you, but it's difficult to do if you're Mr. Magoo.
Oh, lucky for us, I know a little you shortcut.
Oh, look out, look out, look out, look out, look out, look out, watch out now. Oh, oh, Mr. Magoo.
I was driving in the hot rod race. Gotten in an accident, I did. I got out and looked at my old hot rod. And it was all broke and bent. It was ready for the junk heap. They was ready to take it away. When I seemed to hear a voice from the engine say, "Will you love me when my carburetor's busted? Will you love me when I cannot shift my gears? Will you love me when I need a new condenser? When my clutch begins to slip, will you shed tears? Will you love me when my battery needs recharging? Will you love me when my pump is on the blink, blink, blink? When I haven't got a cent and my connecting rod is bent? Will you love me when my flipper is a wreck?" Yeah, this is a man, Billy Red Hair, Billy Boy. Oh, yeah. Here's Johnny Bombay. My rear end's worn and torn. Love me when my rim rod's old and rusty. Will you love me when I cannot blow my horn? Will you love me when my inner tube is busted? Will you love me when my tank begins to leak? When the junk man says no use and my nuts and bolts are loose? Will you love me when my fiver is a wreck?
The other day I bought a brand new car. It was my pride and joy. I said, "Oh boy, oh boy." I was careful not to ride the clutch, and it responded like a little baby to my touch. But yesterday my heart just went kerplunk, 'cause now my super duper car is just a pile of junk. Oh, why did I teach my girl to drive? Oh, tell me, why did I teach my girl to drive? I said to her, "Turn to the left," but she turned to the right. And now our city has a street that wasn't there last night. Oh, tell me, why did I let her take the wheel? Goodbye, goodbye to that brand new automobile. She ran into a chicken truck that had a heavy load, and now they're laying eggs all over Parramatta Road. She's black and blue, but she's still alive. Oh, tell me, why did I teach my girl to drive? We were driving down on George Street when the light turned red. The car in front stopped but my girl went on ahead. There was a great big crash, and when I got up off the floor, there was the guy from the other car, and he was 74. He hit me, he punched me, he tore all my clothes, while my girlfriend just sat there and patted her nose. Oh, why did I teach my girl to drive? Oh, tell me, why did I teach my girl to drive? She didn't think that going up a one-way street's a crime. She says she's only going up it one way at a time. Oh, tell me, why did I let her take the wheel? I couldn't try to describe the way that I feel. She didn't have a license, so they put the blame on me. They slapped me right behind the bus, but they let her go free. I'll be in jail till I'm 95. Oh, tell me, why did I teach my girl to drive? Oh, tell me, why did I teach my girl to drive?
I'm gonna hold me anyway.
Screaming through the valley where the nation of Botany flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, down the hills and up the dale, at CJ5 with a four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Well, he picked me up at exit 12 on the I-680 ramp. I was doing 67 per when I rumbled through his trap. He commenced to whirl his flashing lights and then made his siren wail. I slipped on down to four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Now I've got racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey's got a Ford. Got a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey stroked and bored. Well, Chase was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Yeah, he was. Well, I dropped on down at Granny Low and I made a hard right turn. My big old fat commando tires went slicing through the corn. Well, the tassels blew and the kernels flew and it looked like yellow hail. just cooking alive in a four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Well, we went screaming through the valley where the nation of Botany flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, up the hills and down the dales. My CJ5 and four-wheel drive and Smokey on my tail. Look out now, here he comes. Oh, we gonna get it on now. Don't hit that fellow with a banjo. We gonna swim this here creek now, Smokey. Yard wide and foot deep. Nation of Botany River, they call it. Might have to winch out. Gonna do a wheelie on that there gopher mound now, Smokey. Can you dig it, Smokey? Got four on the floor and four in the air on that one, didn't we? Goodness gracious. Like to bust my shocks. Well, that Jeep of mine made Smokey whine. His rig was made of lead. He's mired 14 feet of mud, so he radioed ahead. I pulled up onto the blacktop and went crashing on through the rail. Sakes alive, I had 25 more Smokies on my tail. Now I had racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey had a Ford. Had a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey's stroking board. Well, the race is on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive setting out back of the jail.
I was just out of the service, thumbing through the classifieds, when an ad that said old Chevy somehow caught my eye. The lady didn't know the year or even if it ran, but I had that $1,000 in my hand. It was way back in the corner of this old ramshackle barn, with 30 years of dust and dirt on that green army tarp. And when I pulled the cover off, it took away my breath. What she called a Chevy was a 66 Corvette. I felt a little guilty as I counted out the bills. What a thrill I got when I sat behind the wheel. I opened up the glove box and that's when I found the note. The date was 1966 and this is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this, then I didn't make it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, now it belongs to you. Though you may take her and make her your own, always be riding with Private Malone. Well, it didn't take me long at all. I had her running good. I loved to hear those horses thunder underneath her hood. I had her shining like a diamond and I'd put the rag top down. All the pretty girls would stop and stare as I drove her through town. The buttons on the radio didn't seem to work quite right, but it picked up that oldie show, especially late at night. I'd get the feeling sometimes if I turned real quick I'd see a soldier riding shotgun in the seat right next to me. It was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. He told me to take her and make her my own. Proud to be riding with Private Malone. But one night it was raining hard, I took the curve too fast. I still don't remember much about that fiery crash. But someone said they thought they saw a soldier pull me out. They didn't get his name, but I know without a doubt it was a young man named Private Andrew Malone who fought for his country and never made it home. But for every dream that shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of his back when it was new. And I know I wouldn't be here if he hadn't tagged along. Oh, thank God I was riding with Private Malone.
All right, I hope you remembered to fasten your seatbelt, because we are definitely underway. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of The Bit Slap with your genial host, me, KBC. And today we look at cars again. This is the fifth of a continuing series. I've been doing a lot of research this week. I don't think it's any exaggeration to say there's at least five more in the can. We'll have to see. Next week, we'll find out, because I'm going to do another one. It'll either be about hot rods or Cadillacs. We'll see which one works out better. All right, just so you know now. We started with the Beach Boys. No car show would be complete without something from the Beach Boys. That was called the Ballad of Old Betsy. All I Wanted Was a Car was Brad Paisley. The Remains, A Man's Best Friend, is his automobile. The Right Reverend Horton Heat, Galaxy 500. Jerry Keller, Be Careful How You Drive, Young Joey. I found that when I was looking for Teen Tragedy. I was disappointed that everybody survived. Not really. After that, Mr. Magoo from Bob Rivers. My only complaint with Bob Rivers is that his songs are too short. Okay. Grandpappy Earl Davis after that from 1951, Grandpappy's Hot Rod Blues, followed by Gordon and Norma Thomas. Not the Gordon Thomas we're used to, but this is evidently a sane one, perhaps. I don't know. I'm not sure what the other Gordon Thomas is all about, but this is, of course, Why Did I Teach My Girl to Drive, a very popular old tune. Got about four different versions of that. Sprout Head Uprising, Throw Some Water. And then C.W. McCall. That's right, the convoy guy. He had a lot of car songs and truck songs and stuff. This was the CJ5 with a four-wheel drive. And then Maggie Ingram and the Ingramettes from 1968. Our Automobile. I like that one a lot. And then Bringing It Right Down with David Ball riding with Private Malone. All right, so I think it's safe to say that cars are one of the three things that really transformed the earth, the world, and society. Cars came along and kind of shrunk everything down. The other thing that really made a big deal was the electric light, of course, that expanded the day and stuff like that. And then, of course, the third thing was sliced bread. So we got more coming up for you. I suggest you stay tuned. I suggest you keep the speed down. The cops in this part are real sticklers. Be back soon.
fire carried me away.
Yes, I'm crazy about a Mercury Ford. I'm gonna buy a Mercury and cruise up and down the road. Hey, mama, you look so fine riding around in that Mercury 59. Cause I'm crazy about a Mercury. Yes, I'm crazy about a Mercury Ford. I'm gonna buy a Mercury and cruise up and down the road. Back again, God, you know he had a Mercury. Yeah, you know he had a Mercury Ford. I'm gonna buy a Mercury and cruise up and down the road. The baby went out and she didn't stay long. She bought her Mercury, come cruising home, God. Crazy about a Mercury Ford. I'm gonna buy a Mercury and cruise up and down the road.
Chevrolet, it's better than the Dodge or a Ford Coupe. I would swear my name to this good fact. She's the next car now to her Cadillac. I love my baby, but crazy about the Chevrolet. Give the Chevrolet a whole lot of prey. She burns up the gas without a blaze. She will make 30 miles on a gallon of gas, so the Chevrolet car is the best at last. I love my baby, but crazy about my Chevrolet. Chevrolet will beat them all. I love my baby, but crazy about my Chevrolet. The Chevrolet car, she is so keen, the prettiest little car that I've ever seen. She is worth her weight in silver or gold. She's the best little car that's ever been sold. I love my baby, but crazy about my Chevrolet. If you want to win a sweetie, I will tell you what to do. Just drive your Chevy down Fifth Avenue. Well, the Chevrolet motor, she hums like a bee. You can have the other car, but that's my Chevrolet. I love my baby, but crazy about my Chevrolet.
Would you like to go riding in my Buick 59?
Buick 59.
Oh, would you like to go riding in my Buick 59?
Buick 59.
Well, I'm telling you people that the riding's mighty fine.
Buick 59.
Got an eight-cylinder motor and a jet propeller overdrive.
Volvo, get up and I watch my Volvo go switching by. Volvo, 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 Volvo. You're going too slow, much too slow with my Volvo, Volvo. Up and down the freeway,
59 Volvo, 59,
the best car on the highway,
59 Volvo, 59.
You're going too slow, much too slow with my Volvo, Volvo.
Seven and a quarter tons of pure mule power rolling down the road at 8 miles a gallon. Well, you hit the hammer lane as the engine to the floor. The CB's a cracker with the truck stop pour. Hard to hear 20 when the engine valves rattle. Rolling down the road at 8 miles a gallon. A world where rock and roll, and I'm praying every day that if you make it through the battle, I don't feel so guilty about 8 miles a gallon. So I invent a big engine, make it run on bullshit, put it on the highway, buddy, it'll never quit. Invent a big engine, make it run on bullshit, put it on a train track, buddy, it'll never quit. Invent a big engine, make it run on bullshit, put it on the chassis, buddy, it'll never quit. Invent a big engine, make it run on bullshit, put it on the highway, buddy, it'll never quit. From Washington to Arlington to the house side, they all be needing shovels so they can have a job, and I be living happy in the Shenandoah Valley, rolling down the road at 8 miles a gallon.
Won't you come with me in my bubble car? We can have a real cool time. We can watch the moon through the windows, and we're snug as a bug in the windows. Won't you come with me in my bubble car? Riding down the motorway, and life will be grand when you're near at hand. As we snuggle in the bubble, away from any trouble, snuggle in my bubble car.
I say, I think these bubble cars are rather jolly, don't you?
Oh, Arnold, I think it's absolutely splendid.
Yes, nippy too.
What? Not so fast, Arnold.
We'll be snug as a bug if the wind blows.
I say, I'm afraid we're running out of petrol, oh dear.
But Arnold, we'll be late.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, Arnold, Mummy told me about men like you. I promised to be home by 10 o'clock and Mummy will be so cross if I'm late. Oh, Arnold!
Oh, won't you come with me in my bubble car? We can have a real cool time. We can watch the moon through the windows, and we're snug as a bug if the wind blows. Won't you come with me in my bubble car? Riding down the motorway, be grand when you're near at hand. As we snuggle in the bubble, away from any trouble, snuggle in my bubble.
Are you kidding?
As we snuggle in our bubble car.
I've been watching every night. I'll tell you, brother, they're all right. I've got those midget auto blues. To the speedway I must roam out, where you'll hear the motors drone. Around the track come 44, he's on the fly. At the rough south bend comes 7-6. His tire blows, he's in a fix. He hits the rail, begins to roll. You'll hear him cry. I've got those midget auto blues. Next day you read it in the news. Courageous driver hits the rail. The tire is fixed, he hits the trail. I've got those midget auto blues.
Stop. He stared at her until the light turned green and the light turned red. Green again, red again, green, red, green. But his blue coupe stood still. His heartbeat stopped when she returned his smile. While the light turned green and the light turned red. Green again, red again, green, red, green. You could see the traffic pile up a mile. Beep went the taxi, ding went the streetcar, honk went the moving van. Hey, said the policeman, you'll see the judge, all me name ain't Houlihan. She kissed the cop, he tore the ticket up. While his face turned red and the light turned green. Green again, green, red, green. Then she hopped in his coupe. And the couple drove away with the big green light above down the one-way street to love.
dusty while the other car salon was dressed in all the splendor of a queen. Then all at once the horse spoke up and said it must be great to live the life that you must live and travel round in state. The big Rolls Royce then heaved a sigh and made this strange reply: I'd rather be like ill than anything I know, and build the things that ill do, and go where ill go. I wish that I could knock about and be just a little carefree, and go on Sunday picnic and get a little mud on me. I'd rather be just one of the crowd and look a little worse for wear than go along all by myself and see the people stare. I hate all this formality. I'd love to have some little kitties crawl over me if I could only be like you. How happy I would be.
Car, take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in my car, car. I'll take you riding in my car. Click, clank, open up a door, girls. Click, clank, open up a door, boys. Front door, back door, click a dick, clack. Take you riding in my car. Climb, climb, rattle on the front seat. Spray ice, rattle on the back seat. Turn my key, step on the starter. Take you riding in my car. Engine, it goes. Engine, it goes. Front seat, back seat, boys and girls. Take you riding in my car. Trees in the houses, walk along. Trees in the houses, walk along. Truck and a cart and a garbage can. I'll take you riding in my car. Ships and little boats chug along, ships and little boats chug along. Take you riding in my car. I'm gonna zoom you home again, I'm gonna zoom you home again. Roll home, take you riding in my car. I'm gonna let you blow the horn, I'm gonna let you blow the horn. Well, I'll take you riding in my car.
Sounds familiar, huh? Yeah. Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry's still alive, by the way. He'll be 89 next month. A little over a month from now. Hard to believe. Anyway, where are we? We're riding down the highway. We started with the Dickies, Manny, Moe, and Jack. The Pep Boys. I don't think we have any Pep Boys up here in Maine. I haven't really seen any. If you go down to Ellsworth, Maine, there's this one block that has like 9 different auto parts stores all clustered together. I don't know if that's good for business or what. Just observing. Then Chuck Berry, My Mustang Ford, the vocal version. This is the instrumental version behind me. Mercury Blues was Casey Douglas. Casey Douglas wrote it. Everybody's done it. Steve Miller, David Lindley, you name it, they've done it. To everyone's satisfaction, by the way, but this is the original by the writer himself, Casey Douglas. Sam McGee after that, Chevrolet Car. Buick 59 was the Medallions from 1954. Okay. 59 Volvo was Amy Lou and the Rhythm Boys covering a song done by the Medallions. I opted for this version this time. We'll see what happens next time. The Amy Lou and the Rhythm Boys, I believe, are Danish. They could be Swedish. I don't know. But they're adorable. So that counts. After that, Scott Miller and the Commonwealth, 8 Miles a Gallon. The Bubble Car song was the Headliners, and that was written about a car called the Isetta. How many of you remember the Isetta? It had 3 wheels, and the door was in the front, directly in front of the car. It was actually probably bigger than the smart cars that you see floating around now. Weird. Bonnie Guitar and Paul Tutmark and the Wranglers from 1944. The Midget Auto Blues. The Light Turned Green was the Corn Cobblers. I call them the Poor Man's Hoosier Hotshots. And then Arthur Fields from 1926. The Little Ford and the Big Rolls Royce. Finishing up with Woody Guthrie and the Car Song. Okay? So like I said, we'll have more of this next week. Either I can't decide whether it's Hot Rods or Cadillacs. It's got to be one or the other. I got so many of each. And then I could probably do a show about Fords. There's so many, miscellaneous type stuff. So we're not going to be bored with driving around. So anyway, I hope you have a good week. I got 2 more for you. Look out. Here they come.
Money in it, and there you are, the owner of a dream. good guitar. Learn how to play it, it'll take you farther than any old $1,000 car. If a $1,000 car was truly worth a damn, then why would anybody ever spend $10,000? Oh, why did I ever buy a $1,000 car?
Fucking shot. Well, my seatbelt's fucking broken. I got to tie it in a knot.
It's a piece of shit.
I can't see through the windshield, cause he's got a big fucking crack. And the interior smells real bad, cause my friend puked in the back.
It's a piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
A piece of shit car.
You got a piece of shit.
It sucks royal dick.
That fucking pile of shit.
What arguments
never
and crap
gets very far.
Oh fuck you car. It's got no CD player. It only got the 8-track. Whoever designed my car can lick my sweaty nutsack.
They can bite his ass too.
And I got no fucking brakes. I'm always way out of control. 11 times a day, I hear, hey, watch it, asshole.
You fucking piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
I got a piece of shit
car. You got
car.
A piece of shit car.
Diesel gas sucks my ass.
That fucking pile of shit.
That pile of mess of shit. Oh, what the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? To get stuck with you, you're too wide for drive through, and you smell like tissue. But I'm too broke to buy something new. Oh, fuck me. Flood. The car always fucking stalls.
Yeah, and I see cushions got a big rip, so a spring always pokes the balls.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Plus the door locks are busted, I got to use a fucking coat hanger.
What a pain in his ass.
And if a girlie sees my car, there's no chance I'll ever bang her.
He never ever gets a pussy.
Hey, shut up.
He's a shit car.
You piece of shit
car. He got a piece of shit car.
You piece of shit car.
Piece of shit car.
Both fucking tires. No rear view fucking mirror. Seven different colors. Fucking rag for a gas cap. Tailpipe making sparks fly everywhere.
Piece of